None but the hungry heart. 9:2. Cross purposes. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and guard you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. When once we see and accept his purpose in our life, to the extent that it becomes our will also, the details of his process cease to matter. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 13, verse 15. The one purpose our Father has in view in all his ways is to conform us to the image of his Son. This may explain our perplexities as to the past. It will govern our behaviour in the present. It is to be our guide in the future. The chief concern of our Lord is not to instruct us about a multitude of details, not to explain to us the reason for the trial which we are called to pass through. He is working out everything to serve his one supreme aim in manifesting the character of his Son in his saints. The God-given experience of the Spirit's working within many a time passes away and leaves the believer apparently dull and dead. This is only until the double lesson has been fully learned. First, that a living faith can rejoice in the living God, even when all feeling and experience appears to contradict the truth. And second, that the divine life only predominates as the life of the old man is held in the place of death, inoperative. The life of the Lord Jesus is revealed as his death works in us, and as in weakness and nothingness, we look to him. While our Father is dealing with someone in discipline, when he is applying the cross in a life, be careful how you sympathize with him. You may be taking sides with him against God. By such sympathy, you may indeed draw him away from the work of the cross. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11.